USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden met with the families who have missing loved ones in the collapse of a high-rise condominium in Surfside, Florida.
I sat with one woman who had just lost her husband and her little baby boy. Didn't know what to do. I sat with another family that lost almost an entire family, cousins, brothers, sisters.
He also talked to some of the survivors. Stephen Rosenthal was one of them.
Everyone, anyone who wanted to talk to him, and he sat there. I don't care if you talked for 6 minutes, he would listen for 6 minutes. You talked for 5 minutes, he did not interrupt anybody. No one told him you have to go to the next person.
The president and the first lady stopped at the Wall of Hope and Memorial near the collapse. Biden also met with federal, state, and local rescuers. The rescue was halted briefly over worries about the stability of the remaining structure. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarute, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has chosen a Republican to be part of a committee investigating the insurrection on January 6th.
Congresswoman Liz Cheney.
The Wyoming Republican has gone against GOP leadership and has agreed to be part of a select House committee to investigate the January 6th attack at the Capitol. Mississippi Democrat Benny Thompson will lead the committee.
We have to get to the bottom of finding out all the things that went wrong on January 6th.
Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy threatened to strip Republicans of committee assignments if they accepted an appointment to this committee.
I was shocked that she would accept something from Speaker Pelosi. It would seem to me, since I didn't hear from her, maybe she's closer to her than us. I don't know.
California has scheduled a September 14th recall election that could drive Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom from office. Being a Democratic state, polls show that Newsom would beat back the effort to remove him. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah.
The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
If you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater. Available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
An NFL investigation finds one football team highly unprofessional and guilty of harassment. USA Radio's Dan Rocky has the story.
The National Football League has fined the Washington football team $10 million following an investigation into multiple allegations of harassment in the workplace. The league's report, issued Thursday, found that the team's workplace environment was found to be highly unprofessional, with bullying and intimidation taking place frequently. All senior executives will take part in workplace conduct training, and owner Dan Snyder will step away from the day-to-day duties of running the team. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Relief organizations report that food shortages have been worsened by the pandemic. John Clemens reports.
David Beasley of the World Food Program appealed for help at the G20 summit meeting in Italy.
We thought COVID would be in our rearview mirror by the end of 2020, only to see it recycle. Delta and other variants taking place, devastating particularly and especially low-income and developing nations around the world.
Famine-like conditions already exist in Ethiopia, Madagascar, South Sudan, and in Yemen. It's been estimated $6 billion will be needed to help those who are on the verge of starvation in 43 countries. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.